Have you ever felt a deep yearning for something more in your life? Financially or something completely different than that? Maybe it's starting a business that integrates your faith and helps others. Paying off debt to be a better steward of your resources. Or how about traveling the world to share your faith or giving back to your community in a bigger way? These desires can be the seeds of what we call BHAGs. And with Christian perspective, we can cultivate them into something truly fulfilling. So you might say, Ralph, what is a BHAG? That's your big, hairy, audacious goal. So buckle up, because we're about to explore how faith and audacious goal setting can work hand in hand to help you achieve incredible things. This is a show you don't want to miss.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Motivational Monday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to say thank you for listening and supporting the program. It's listeners like you who give me the incentive to do this show every day. Today, we're diving into a topic that might get your heart pumping and your mind racing. It's big, hairy, audacious goals, also known as BHAGs. Now, before you tune out thinking this is just another self-help gimmick, hold on a second. I normally talk about the farm, but today I just wanted to remind you that taxes are due in just 1 week. That's right, folks. You've got 1 week. If you're not already filed, it's time to get those returns done. Find someone to prepare them for you or file an extension. You don't want to miss this Thursday show when I'm going to talk about all things extensions and how you file an extension and what does that look like. So that's another one you don't want to miss. Now, before we get started, I don't want to forget to remind you to subscribe to the show. You can join our email list. That's at AskRalphPodcast.com because you don't want to miss tomorrow's show where I'm going to help you avoid all that email spam. If you're like me, you're getting sick and tired of constantly opening up your inbox to find it with spam. So let's start today with a relevant Bible verse. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. It says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." So as Christians, we're called to be so much more than just existing and surviving day to day. Life is so much greater than that. God has intricately crafted each of us, and He has a special purpose and vibrant future in store for every one of us. But if we have no vision from Him, no sense of calling for our lives, we will miss out on all that He has planned. So let's start today with what are BHAGs and why do they matter? That might be a silly term, but it really is a big, hairy, audacious goal. Let's break down that acronym. Like I said, it stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal. These aren't your everyday save $20 this month kind of goals. These are moonshot ideas. The things that seem impossible at first glance. They stretch you, challenge you, and light a fire under you. It is a super motivational thing. Think about the time that David faced Goliath. On paper, the odds were stacked against him. But David had a BHAG. And that BHAG was to defeat the giant and protect his people. His faith in God fueled his courage and resourcefulness, ultimately leading to a seemingly impossible victory. So you might ask yourself, Ralph, why are BHAGs so important? Here's the thing. When we set audacious goals rooted in faith, we open ourselves up to incredible possibilities. They force us to think creatively, tap into our God-given potential, and rely on His guidance as we navigate towards something extraordinary. BHAGs are extraordinary. Think about it like this. As we said earlier in Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." BHAGs become your vision, a clear picture of what you want to achieve with the resources God has blessed you with. They become your North Star, guiding your financial decisions and all of your daily decisions. But one of the things you want to consider is what I call green light thinking. That's using faith as your engine. But here's the secret sauce. BHAGs on their own can be intimidating. That's where green light thinking comes in. This concept, inspired by F. Scott Fitzgerald's quote, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a barren field and birds have no songs to sing." It encourages us to approach challenges with optimism and belief that good things are possible. In a Christian context, green light thinking means approaching your BHAGs with the unwavering belief that God is with you every step of the way, folks, and He is with you. It's about trusting His plan, knowing His desires knowing that he desires good for you. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And having the courage to step into the unknown, knowing he's got your back. Listen, folks, this isn't about blind optimism. It's about a deep-seated faith that fuels your perseverance and guides your decisions. Imagine yourself facing a stormy sea. Green light thinking is the unwavering belief that God will guide you safely to your destination, even amongst the challenges, even amongst the storm. So, Ralph, let's talk about some action steps from dream to reality. One of the things I like to do on this program is give you things you can do. How do you translate this into actionable steps? Here's a roadmap to turn those big, hairy, audacious goals into something tangible. I want to start by saying this. Pray it out. Before diving headfirst, spend time in prayer. Ask God for clarity on your vision, for your wisdom in setting your goals, and most importantly, for the strength and faith to see it through. That is so important. This initial conversation sets the tone for your journey, reminding you that your BHAG is part of a larger plan. It's a way for you to use your resources to fill God's purpose in your life. But you got to get specific. What exactly is your BHAG? Is it paying off your student loans entirely within 2 years? Starting a debt-free ministry that provides after-school programs for underprivileged children? Saving enough to travel the world for a year and volunteer with various Christian organizations? The more specific you are, the easier it's going to be to create a plan. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't just start laying bricks, would you? You'd have a blueprint, a detailed plan that guides each step of the construction process. Which leads me to the next step, break it down. I've found that if you chunk that giant BHAG into smaller, more manageable milestones, this makes the journey less daunting and allows you to celebrate victories along the way. And you've got to do that. You've got to celebrate those victories along the way. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't try to scale the entire peak in one go. You need to develop your plan with a kingdom mindset. Once you have a clear BHAG and milestone, it's time to create a strategy. But don't just approach this with a worldly mindset of getting rich quick. Incorporate biblical principles of stewardship, generosity, and contentment. Instead of focusing solely on the numbers, think about how your goal aligns with your values. And more importantly, how it can make a positive impact on others and those around you. For example, if your BHAG is to become debt-free, your plan should include aggressive budgeting, seeking wisdom from financial mentors, and maybe even exploring ways to increase income while fulfilling God's purposes in your life. If it's all about starting a ministry, consider who shares your vision, the needs of your community, and the unique role you can play in bringing the gospel to those around you. But you have to do this. You've got to take action and embrace imperfection. Green light thinking doesn't eliminate difficulties entirely. The road to achieving your BHAG will be paved with challenges. It'll be paved with missteps. And it will even have setbacks. But with the unwavering trust that God is with you, these obstacles become opportunities for growth and refinement. Embracing the journey as a learning process and seek guidance from God and the community He has put around you. If you listen to this program before, you know I always talk about it's the journey. It's finding joy in the journey. Remember the story of Joseph. His life was a roller coaster of setbacks. But through perseverance and reliance on God, he ultimately fulfilled an incredible purpose. Keep the light shining. Maintain your motivation and trusting in God's timing throughout the process is crucial. You've got to surround yourself with a supportive community who shares a similar vision and encourage you through the ups and the downs, and those things are going to happen. You've got to regularly revisit your BHAG, adjust your approach if needed, and remind yourself of those initial burning desires that sparked the goal in the first place. Go back and look at your BHAG and remember why you're doing it. And now let's talk a little bit about the power of green light thinking. Green light thinking infuses the entire process of goal setting and action with faith, optimism, and purpose. Here's how it makes all the difference. It helps you build resilience. When you approach your BHAGs with faith, you understand there will be challenges. Life is challenging. But instead of being paralyzed by fear, you see them as opportunities for God to show His strength and refine your character. Green light thinking helps you focus. It helps you stay focused on your vision, even during distractions or setbacks. It anchors you back to the core reason you started this journey and pushes you to keep moving forward. It gives you purpose. It transforms your BHAG from a simple financial goal into something much deeper. It becomes a way to live out your faith, use your gifts, and make a positive impact on God's kingdom. Before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. Do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so you can find out all the things that are going on the program. You also can schedule a consultation with me if you have some specific items you want to talk about. I love talking to listeners. And with Zoom, I can help you wherever you are. So there's one of the things I'm going to ask you to do. I don't ask for a lot. But if you know someone who needs to dream big and learn skills to achieve, please share this podcast and this episode with them. Ask your friends and family and your colleagues, do they have BHAGs? If they don't, share this program with them. Remember, friends, dreaming big and aiming high with our finances isn't about greed or self-serving ambition. With a Christian perspective, it's about unlocking the potential for a fulfilling life where we steward our resources wisely. We give generously and contribute meaningfully to the work of the kingdom. Let's recap. Big, hairy, audacious goals when grounded in faith and infused with green light thinking become a powerful force for good. My friends, they are so powerful. With prayer, planning, and perseverance, you can achieve the incredible things God has planned for your financial life and for your life in general. It's time to ignite those BHAGs, chase those audacious dreams, and let God work through you in amazing ways. Again, I encourage you to visit our podcast page at AskRalphPodcast.com for additional resources and tools on the topic. We love hearing from you. We got over 300 episodes. Tomorrow, we'll be doing our 100th episode of 2024. So as I always say, my friends, stay financially savvy and may God bless you and may He show you where your BHAG starts and how to make that kingdom purpose in your life.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Sagio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.